When Kathy Sattell moved to the Bitterroot 9 years ago, she knew that she had found her place. She bought an historic Victorian house in Corvallis.
And it was just a beautiful Victorian home, and I spent 7 years remodeling it.
She loved the house, but it was a lot of work and probably not the best house for Kathy in the long term.
It got to be a lot of work. All weekends, nights, holidays, all vacations, all income went to remodeling the home. And as a single person, I realized that I would not want to live in that home in my older years because of the bedrooms all being on the second floor.
Kathy is a very young senior citizen. She has a good job that she loves. She's very active. She won't be retiring anytime soon. So the concept of a senior housing cooperative appealed to her.
I actually am number one on the list. When I heard about this project, I don't own a home right now, but I want to become a homeowner again. And I felt it would be the type of situation that would be a good living situation for me.
Riverside Crossing would be Montana's first senior housing cooperative. It's for homeowners 55 years and older. The co-op is member-owned and provides all the benefits of home ownership, including tax benefits. Members participate in decision-making. Major interior and exterior maintenance is provided.
It's a piece of real estate. You build equity. You have the benefits of a mortgage that you can write off on your taxes. And since I'm relatively young to be going into this project, I'll be working for 10 or 15 years yet. And so I have that deductible that I can take off my income for the next 15 years. So that's a benefit to me also. I want the ownership. I don't want all of the maintenance, the painting, the roofing, the landscaping, all of that.
Such co-ops are popular in the Midwest. Senior citizens came to a workshop in Hamilton to hear more about the project, which is expected to be built about a mile from downtown Hamilton, not far from the Daly Mansion. Dennis Johnson is with Cooperative Housing Resources in the Senior Cooperative Foundation in St. Paul, Minnesota. Johnson says he's pretty sure the project is a go.
I think it's a close to a go. We do need to have at least 60% pre-sales on the project. We have a number of reservations right now. We are looking at using HUD financing as part of the project, which offers a 40-year fixed-rate mortgage, makes it affordable. But my gut tells me we're going to have a project in Hamilton. The project we're looking at here in Hamilton right now is a 38-unit cooperative. There's about 11 floor plans. We are still finalizing the pricing and the monthly charges. We're still looking at some interest rate issues and bid issues on contracts and so forth, but we're taking reservations, or Bradford Development is taking reservations to sign people up that are interested and start moving forward.
Brad Bass is with Bradford Development of Mankato, Minnesota. Riverside Crossing is not for low-income folks, but Bass says the concept is designed to offer seniors housing that is more affordable. Imagine a number of people pooling their resources for something that all of them want.
The best way in which I can describe it, it gives them full ownership. And through the ownership, it's like five people coming together. Not one person in that group can afford to buy a big house. But if you put five of them together, they can all afford to live in a larger house and have more of the amenities and services which they'd otherwise have to pay more for. It's a cooperative.
Of course, Brad Bass says they wouldn't be living in one house. Everybody would have their own separate house. It's just the concept he uses to explain how a co-op works. He says if the owner wants to sell, there is a good chance it wouldn't take long to attract a buyer. He says these co-ops have waiting lists. He says he's excited about working on the Hamilton project because it's a little different from the projects he's worked on in the Midwest.
I think it appeals to us because we can offer a senior housing project for this area in a condensed, smaller fashion than traditional. Traditionally, we build 55 units or more in Minneapolis, but here we're going to reduce the size to see if we can't implement the model in a smaller fashion.
Riverside Crossing would be built on land that was donated by a philanthropist to the Ravalli County Council on Aging. The council will sell the land to Riverside. The project would then have to go through the subdivision review process. Paul Travitz is director of the Council on Aging. He says the co-op is in a good location for seniors because it's right next door to the council, where there are so many services that are offered for seniors.
Montana is growing gray. Here in Ravalli County, we're doing budgets for fiscal year 2010 now. In 20 years, population of people 65 and older is calculated to grow 225%.
Travitz says he believes Riverside will be a model for other communities.
I think once we get one built where people can come see the brick and mortar building, I think this could spread throughout Montana to help ease some of the senior housing that we're going to need in the next 10 or 20 years. There's a pent-up demand for senior housing in Ravalli County. I know the housing market is down, but by the time we start and build, it'll be 18 months. Who knows what happens in 18 months?
The Council on Aging director says 2 or 3 of 12 acres would be subdivided for the housing project. He says the rest would be left open. He foresees a community garden out there and eventually walking and biking trails. It is beautiful land. Kathy Sattell says it's the best of both worlds.
I want the security and I want a nice place to live. You know, but I don't want to buy a 3-bedroom or 4-bedroom home, which most of the homes, when you're building a single family home, that's what they are. I don't need that much room, and I don't want 10 or 20 acres to take care of either. I love my job, and I love this community, and I want to be here. I chose to live here 9 years ago, and this is where I'm staying.
It's not for everybody. Homeowners will have to compromise in the decisions they make for the good of the majority. But there's also safety in numbers. So far, 26 people have signed up to live at Riverside. For Montana Evening Edition, I'm Kevin Mackey in Hamilton.